Hello, friends. This is John Horn speaking to you once again, and I'm thinking about some most interesting Bible questions. As a matter of fact, if you turn to the book of Job, you would discover there that Job was asked at least some 83 questions by God and found himself unable to answer even so much as one of them. Now, we're all faced with questions, questions that relate to time, and then the more important questions, those that relate to eternity. And you see, after all, we are creatures not only of time, but creatures of eternity. And I'm thinking now of two questions that are quite common, and at the same time, we're glad to be able to tell you that they are important, and we're sure that we could supply the answers to these questions. Is the question that faces men and women today the sin question or the son question? Now, we are going to seek the answer from the Word of God. Now, I'm sure it's hardly necessary to tell you that we are all sinners by nature, for the Word of God solemnly declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And not only so, we read in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, that as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And two, it's equally true that not only am I a sinner, but that I could not possibly put away one of the least sins that I have ever committed. And even if I had sinned but once a day or 10 times a day, they accumulate in a matter of days or months or years, and they stand against us on record. But I want to tell you that the important question today is not so much the sin question. True, it is good to face facts in the light of the Word of God, and unless you learn that you are a sinner and the sinner for whom Christ died, you'd never be interested about where you're going to spend your eternity. But I should like to tell you that even although you were concerned about your sins and about your relationship to God and to eternity, you could not put away even so much as one sin, not even the very least sin that you have ever committed. And then I'm glad to tell you that the sin question has already been settled. Why, if you turn to the Word of God, there are many, many portions that are simple and clear and plain. Think, for instance, of one that's found in the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 26. And I want you to think of it. Turn to it at your leisure. It says, "For then must he, that is Jesus, often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." And how that fills one's heart with real joy to know that the sin question has already now been settled. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ left the glory above. That's why he came into this world of sin and woe, that he might take up, that he might settle forever the question of sin to the satisfaction of a sin-hating, a righteous, and a thrice holy God. Now then, since the sin question has been settled, and settled forever, you know, we sometimes say, sin's tremendous claim, glory to Jesus, blessed be his name. Now the question that faces you is no longer the sin question, but the son question. Way, way back in the Old Testament, you perhaps remember the story of the one who sought the bride for Isaac, and then there was put up to Rebekah this question, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." And so we're going to tell you today that the question that faces you now is no longer the sin question, but the son question. It's what will you do with Jesus that is called Christ? What will you do with that one who came from God and suffered in your place that you might live? Listen, will you, to this wonderful statement. It's found in 1 John 5 and verse 11. "This is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Now as we close, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Oh, if you prize that soul of yours, turn to him today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.